The next application under old business is 11,694 Gerald W. Hocker, trustee, and Emily W. Hocker, trustee.
Okay, this one was tabled again, I think, by you again, Mr. The concern was that night of the variances requested several there. So again, I'll open the floor up to you.
Well, I just can't see putting variances on top of variances. This billboard, in its condition that it is today, was there under a variance, I believe, what was it, 2004?
2000. Yep.
And now we want to give it, we have, let's see, what do we have here? We have five more variances that they want to apply to this billboard. I feel that the billboard has been sitting there since 2000. It's been fine. I haven't heard of anything dangerous except from testimony that said it's a tractor trailer took off part of the building. I'm not a tractor trailer driver, but I think maybe that may have been his mistake, not the billboards. That something like this five more variances just to get that to put it where it is, where he wants it. I don't think it's a need. So I'm going to make the motion that we deny case number 11-695. I think that the special use exception will adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and I believe the excessive variances, they haven't proved to me that they need it. I think it will, I think it's been created by the applicant, and it will be. It'll be an exceptional practical difficulty,
Mr. Baker,
created by the applicant.
I guess since this one's rather complex, it's got several variance requests and also special use exception.
You want me to go through each one?
I think I would, but I also don't know if maybe other members of the board wish to, if they have comments on it as
prior
well.
Prior to the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So that's my presentation as far as how I feel.
Excuse me. Fine. Thank you, Mr. Richards. Mr. Morton.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we're talking about is the height for getting in the parking lot, running the height so trucks can get in.
Right.
That's what they're talking about.
Basically,
unlike Mr. Rickards, I think they can move the driveway over or something different. I don't think they need all those heights and other variances for that. In 2000, you said we give the other variances to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is really created by him. And for height, for a truck to get through, trucks can move. They can make a turn and where they got to go. I just think there's too many variances for that.
Mr. Workman, did you see anything unique with the property?
Unique?
Yeah. Or is it your main concern that they're creating their own hardship and their own exceptional practical difficulty?
Yeah, they're creating their own hardship for that.
And is it your position that they could reasonably use the property without this application, without this request?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I think they're creating the problem with it, in which where we're coming from, and everything.
What are your thoughts on the special use exception and the substantial adverse effect? Just because we've got two different kind of parts to this application.
To the special use effect. Special use, I think the grass would be bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think standard size signs would be fine with what they have. I think they're asking for more, they should be getting it.
Well, then, do you think that we, that they should be allowed to have a billboard to replace the one that's there?
As long as it's the same size, if we're putting up two new ones, to me, they haven't really, to me, it is created this, because of these 5 inches, you want 171 foot from residential dwelling on one side, that's being created, there's got to be a way that they could, one was 40-some feet, Mr. Mills, and the height.
But the existing...
Why would it, huh?
But the existing billboard is that way already.
But they want to replace, they want to replace these with two new ones? Is that what this says, we're replacing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, replacing billboards.
Right.
So replacing the, I have no trouble replacing...
I don't either.
At the same, everything at the same height. I have no problem with that. I can't see, mine is the height of it going up. I have a problem with that.
If they're going to replace them...
At the same...
They're going to generate variances, aren't they? I mean, if they're going to replace them, that's the reason they're before us, they're going to have to need, they're going to need to replace that billboard they have now. They're going to have to...
But to replace it with the same size, I had, my problem is the height. I don't have to need the height of it.
No.
And all that.
I mean, I don't have a problem with replacing billboard same size that they have.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
No.
The height I have the problem with going up.
You don't...
John, you're the same way or not?
No.
No.
No, I mean, I think they have a legitimate, concern because, that's a congested area. It's got a lot of traffic. There is, it's a large store. Probably does have a lot of tractor-trailer traffic in there. But that would be a concern that, they may hit the billboard. They're talking about putting in a significantly high-cost billboard in there. They don't want it damaged.
Well, the height is 13.6. Tractor, the high thing of 13.6.
Right.
That's their height.
Well, it seems to me if they had this sign up there since 2000, was it?
Yeah.
And what's this year? 2016?
I mean, there's nothing to...
What, 15 years? 16 years? And all of a sudden, they got a big problem here.
What's the height of the old one?
So you're not in opposition of the billboards, just the height?
I
am.
The
height's the only thing I have problems with.
The height, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I misunderstood. I thought you were in opposition to the billboard.
No, the billboard signs going back the same what they are, the height. That's the only thing I have concern with.
And as far as the size, I think we heard testimony that, that the requested size was more of a standard billboard and necessary in respect to that.
There are two sign facings on each side.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't need a bigger sign.
Which is what they currently have.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Sure.
Which is what
currently they have.
Right. Yeah. What they have, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. So they have that revenue from those now. They just want to replace it, and they're asking for a little larger because it's a standard size.
Am I reading this right? They want a variance of 300 square feet per side so that each side would be 600 square feet. Is that correct?
Yeah, which is nothing different than we've been approving for the last several years.
Well, this is a new year. It's 2016.
So we're going to change our reasons?
I might.
Okay.
A variance of... I think there's just entirely too many variances on this billboard. I mean, it seems to be okay for them, and now all of a sudden they want to...
So would you be acceptable to the normal variances that the existing billboards already have that we've approved and have been there since 2000?
Yes.
For the last 16 years?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. But I don't have any trouble with the variances. And I look at the height variance because it is a very congested area, and from the height standpoint, I don't have a problem with that simply because of the congestion and a safety factor. Not necessarily that a tractor trailer is going to hit it, but
right.
if you have a tractor trailer in the area, in the parking lot or something, that people can see a little more easily around it possibly, or...
I don't know how that's going to make a 13.6. A trailer.
Well, I think
it's not a problem.
What I'm hearing Jeff say is that if you have a tractor trailer parked in the foreground in relationship to Route 26.
Or 17, yeah.
Tractor trailers in the foreground, then the billboard's not being able to be seen as well.
I can see that, John, too. They're there 24 hours a day.
Right.
They're sitting there unloading and leaving. They're not sitting there blocking that sign.
Blocking that sign.
Right.
That's where I come from.
They're in and going, and they're
in and out, unloading, and they're gone. There might be another tractor trailer coming in, going in and out. But I don't think they're there that long to affect that sign like that.
It hasn't before. Why now? And my problem is this period of dwelling, from 300, they want 171 foot bearings from 300 foot. You can't move this some other way then, right? They're going to take them down, put new ones up, right? They're going to take and replace them.
Right.
Okay, then.
I mean, they're otherwise going to leave the existing billboards that is going to be the same distance.
Well, that's fine. They're going to be the same thing there, but I'm not in favor of them to be holding bearings and that far between them. I think it was created, it's not that. That's needed.
But it didn't satisfy me. Did we hear anything in testimony that for the last 16 years, was there anything presented for the last 16 years that those variances caused problems?
No, I didn't hear.
No.
So why wouldn't we be able to approve the same variances even if you don't like the height variance? Or
well, once he moves us, he's going to need the variances.
He already had variances for what's there.
Right. We took care of that in 2000.
Right.
Right.
But yeah. What I was hearing from some of you that you disapproved of those variances that have been in effect since 2000.
Oh no.
No.
I misunderstood.
Well, yeah. I'm not for all these variances. Period. So there are too many.
So you're in favor of how the variants are now.
Yeah.
You don't want the 600. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The distance between the residential and that.
Well, Jeff said it like it was, you're in favor of them.
Yeah. Well, which includes those variances for the residential, correct?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just to clear up a few items. This is from the record, and Ms. Cornwell can correct me if I'm wrong. The height right now, I believe, is 25 feet. They're asking to go to 31 feet. The current size of it is 200-300 square foot billboards per side.
Right.
They want to have 200-300 square foot billboards per side. But I also recall there was a catwalk that's going to come out with this one, and it would have one pole rather than, I think it's 6 or 8. And there was also perhaps some minor differences in the positioning of it as far as the separation distance from the side yard and the dwellings.
Right.
Those are the things that are different. Some of those are the same or very close to the same. The size is not changing. The height is changing, and there might be some slight variations. Ms. Cornwell can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, I believe the setbacks, we're talking less than maybe 2 feet, that it'd be either becoming more in compliance or less in compliance with what was already approved back in 2000. So it would be minimal if you would even notice it. So it'd be very on par for what had previously been approved. And they did approve, the board did approve the 600 square foot for two at the last time.
And just as you're going through this review, remember it's each one of these five different variance requests has to meet each one of those five standards.
Right.
So, just keep that in mind, because, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like there's an issue with the height, not as much with the other ones. Make sure that you're going through that calculus.
Jim, you just said the height of the other one was 25 foot?
Yeah, I believe, and Ms. Cornwell is checking that right now.
Okay,
based on what you said, Mr. Counselor, you said that we have to go through the five based on what we've just, what they presented to us. Okay, the uniqueness of the property, I don't see any uniqueness to that property hasn't changed anything. It can otherwise be developed? Yes.
Wait a minute, let's go back to uniqueness. You're saying it was unique in your opinion before, but now it's not, right?
It's not unique enough to approve the
replacement.
Right.
No. to approve this one.
Okay.
All right.
So you're talking in general, not specific.
Right, as it's presented to me today, not back in 2000. I'm looking at that property today. I don't see anything uniqueness because it's a brand new application, right? And he wants to move it. And he's saying there's a uniqueness to the property. Okay.
Gentlemen, if I can, I would suggest that we table this for another week so that we can come better prepared.
Okay. Well, I'm prepared right now.
But that's up
to me go through this. Sure. Okay, I mean, our counselor has asked us to address the five, so it cannot be otherwise be developed. In my opinion, it can. Not created by the applicant. I believe it's being created by the applicant. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I don't believe it will, no. Is this the minimum variance that they're asking for? Yes, I believe it is. So, you've got to be a positive on all five of them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As I said in the beginning, I had no problem with the height. I have a problem with when they're moving it, where they're moving it. In other words, if they keep it at 25 feet, instead of going up to, what was the number, 30?
31.
I would have no problem with it.
With the rest of the variance.
The rest of the variance. Okay.
So I'd like to go back on too.
But you're saying you had no trouble with the height, but you had trouble with the sign.
No, I think what he's saying is
no.
He's okay with all the variances with exception to the height.
Exception to the height. The height, I'll deny the height. In other words, if you ask me now, would you accept the separation variances, right?
Yes.
I say yes.
Okay.
Would you accept the height? They want to go up to 31 feet, I'd say. No, Brent. No, I don't want them to go up there. I want them to keep the 25 feet.
Okay.
As it reads in the ordinance.
Okay. I'm fine with that same way you're doing. The only thing I got trouble with is the height.
Okay.
I got trouble with the height and
the distance.
The only thing I got trouble with is the height, nothing else.
Okay.
I'll get you any answers. I'm not in favor of height or any of it.
Don?
I thought you should check it, but not the mansion.
What do you say, Don?
I don't have, I mean, I'm fine with all the requested variances.
Jeff?
I'm fine with the requested variances. If you look in under tab 6 in the applicant's pictures, the last picture in tab 6, it's got a picture, an imposed picture of the new billboard in front of the old ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, the purpose of the application is to replace old, outdated billboards with something that looks much better. And as in the ones that we've already approved in the past, most of them have been monopoles. And you know, to me, I don't have any problem with what he's proposing.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. Based on that picture, that doesn't look like it's 5 feet higher to me.
From a visual, it's a minimal.
That's what I'm saying. So 5 feet, we can't tell it. So why you want to go 31 then? You can't really tell it, leave it 25. It's not blocking anything. It's not blocking the view. From the truck trail sitting there, it's not blocking anything. Or the height and everything. It's not blocking anything. So I disagree with the height of it. I mean, why you want to go up that much more?
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving the door open for other things. So, but you want to vote, we can vote or we can table either way.
Well, one of the reasons they wanted to go higher was because of the catwalk. The catwalk does take space that would otherwise probably block the sign.
But the catwalk's not going to be dropped down.
No.
The catwalk's going to be even with the sign.
Not in this picture. Catwalk's below the sign.
I'm going to.
It's not going to be that.
Gentlemen, we got a lot of work ahead of us. We got three meetings ahead of us.
The catwalk.
I think we ought to hash this out. Yeah, go ahead.
If in, at least in this view, and I don't know how accurate it is, but it's the only thing we have to go on. So if you're looking at, in tab six, as Mr. Hudson suggested, the third page, if you look at the existing billboard to the bottom of the catwalk, if that's 5 feet, then it appears that that would be about 5 feet from the bottom of the catwalk to the bottom of the sign. And that's, as I recall, okay, that's why they were asking for additional footage, because they want the catwalk to block the sign.
Is it?
I see, but I still don't see where it's going to block the sign.
I don't either.
I don't see that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we got five on the board. We all got different opinions.
You don't like the height. You approve the height. I mean, you approve it.
Everything else
except
the
height.
Okay. I mean, we can table it. What you're going to do, John?
Yeah,
I'm ready to vote. You're not ready?
No. No, I think it's
gentlemen, if you're planning to table it because of the advertising, it would not be for the next meeting, because that's next Monday. It would be for the 15th of February.
Okay.
Just FYI.
All right.
I'd make a motion we table it until the 15th.
I'll second that.
Okay, got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickles that we table case number 11,695 until February the 15th, 2016. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickles?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Aye. So we'll vote a 3-2. The case will be tabled until February the 15th. Okay. Now, next case.